First of all, I'd like to greet everyone this morning and thank you for attending. Also, looks like there's some new folks here, and if that is the case, I hope this is not the last time you attend, but the first of many times that you attend. So, if you would please, let us open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we come. And this morning, Lord, we invite you, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to be with us. Teach us what you would have us know. Show us what you would have us see. Tell us what you would have us hear, that we may be better, more willing, and obedient children of God. And we thank you that you would open the eyes of our hearts this morning so that we may know what is the hope of your calling to us. Draw us closer than we have ever been before. Lord, give us ears to hear your message, a mind to understand. And Lord, we just thank you that your Shekinah glory is going to fill this temple on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, I've got a question. What are we celebrating here today? Is there anybody here that knows what this celebration is about?
Jesus.
Does anybody know? Come on, guys. If you know, get up here. Let's go. I mean, we all got shopping to do after this is over, okay? We've got to go to the Ellington Mall, and that's going to be nuts. And our restaurants are going to be jammed, so let's go. Who knows what it is that we need to know about Christmas?
C is for the Christ child who is sleeping in the hay.
H is for the heavenly host who worshipped him that day.
R is for the radiance on Mary's happy face.
I is for the lonely in a poor and humble place.
S is for the shepherds who traveled the journey there.
T is for the travelers who brought him treasures rare.
M is for the manger where he laid his little head.
A is for the angels who announced and clearly said.
And S is for the shepherd, not shepherds, Savior, who today is born on earth. And that's why we are here today, to celebrate his birth.
Okay, now that we know what Christmas is all about, let us sing Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise his holy name.
Everyone together.
He's so good and he's so kind, everyone the same. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. On this special day, with Jesus on our mind, telling the good news to everyone we find. We're going where he leads, to every soul forlorn, spreading out the word of God that Jesus Christ is born.
All together now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same.
God worked a marvelous plan. He gave a gift to man. We're going to proclaim that Jesus is his name. And at this Christmas all can know him as their king, who brought eternal life to man, and that is why we sing.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind, every day the same.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good, he's so kind, every day the same.
And you can know him too. Just open up your heart, invite him in to stay as Lord and King today. He'll be your faithful guide and take you by the hand and show you all the wondrous things for you he has so planned.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. Every day the same. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise his holy name. He's so good and he's so kind. Every day the same.
Okay, you guys can go back to your seats now. Thank you very much. Didn't he do a good job, huh? Come on. Okay, next, the entire congregation, that means everybody here, we're going to sing Joy to the World, okay? There we go. Ready? Do we have music for this?
Yep. All right.
Are we going to stand?
If you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine, too.
Joy to the world. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders and wonders of his love. Well sung. All right, please be seated.
Okay, if we could have all the kids from Children's Church join us up here, please. Sure. Pastor D is going to join us, too. And the kids are going to sing for us today, Away in the Manger.
Lay down his sweet hand.
Jesus.
No crying he made. I love you, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, children. And now, as the kids go back to their seats, if you would stand with me and sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. No?
Thank you.
I sit here and read the program. That's my job.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flights o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim the Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship. Worship Christ, the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending, in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Amen. You can all have a seat, please. Next, we have a special reading, and this is important because the title is, If You Look for Jesus, and that's the question. Are we looking for Jesus, or are we looking for everything else? So, if you would please, Pete, go ahead. Well, you can sit there if you want to. And Peggy has a
new... It's a small firmer.
There you go. If you look for Jesus, if you look for Jesus at Christmas, you won't need to look so far. He's no longer in Bethlehem. He's right here where you are. You may not be aware of him amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from the list of things to do and listen to your heart, you'll find he's waiting right here for you. You are the one he wants to be with. You're the reason that he came. You'll find him in the stillness as he whispering your name. Christ is for all of you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pete. Now, if you would all stand and sing with me and Pastor D. Angels We Have Heard on High. And then we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Angels We Have Heard on High. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strains. Why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? To Bethlehem and see Him whose birth the angels sing. Come, adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Excelsis Deo Gloria. In excelsis Deo.
Amen. And now, hark, the herald angels sing.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold, He come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Pleasing this is Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleases man with man to dwell. Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life, behold, he brings. Mild he lays his glory by, born to man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Man, good singing.
Yes, please have your seat. Thank you very much. And now I would invite each one of you to put on your spiritual ears, because this is really the reason that we're here today, to hear the real, true Christmas story.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, there came wise men from the east, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." Now when Herod heard this, he was very troubled. So he gathered together the chief priests and scribes of the people. Sorry, somebody said they're not hearing us. We'll start again. I have one, but... Which one? Okay. We can always start over. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." Now when Herod heard this, he was very troubled. And he called them together and he said, "Where is this Christ child to be born?" And they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea." But the wise men, let me start again. All right, please. Got unsettled there. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." Now when Herod heard this, he was very troubled. And he sent forth, and he asked them, "Where is the Christ child to be born?" And they said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written in the scriptures, 'O thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea, art not thou the least among the princes of Judea? Yet out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the wise men and inquired of them as to what time they saw the star. And they told him. And then they started to travel and go on. And they saw the star, the Bethlehem star, and they began to follow it. And they came to the place where the Christ child was. And when they saw him, they said to him, presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they turned to their own place another way. And when they were departed, lo, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into the land of Egypt, for there are those that seek the young child's life." So they took the young child and they went into the land of Egypt. And they remained there until God brought them word. And when they were departed, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and flee into the land of Egypt, for there are those that seek the young child's life. So they took the young child and came into the land of Egypt. Then they remained there until the birth of the child. Now Herod realized that he was mocked of the wise men. He became exceeding angry, and he sent forth and he said to kill all the children in 2 years and under, according to the time that he had diligently inquired of the wise men. And thus, in Ramah, there was a voice heard, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they were no more. Then Herod died. And lo, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and return to the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. So he took the young child, and he came into the area of Nazareth. And there they were. And the scriptures be fulfilled that said, This was my child to be born here. And so he was born in Bethlehem, in a manger. Thank you for this scripture. I used different texts, and I hope you got the message. Sorry. I panicked. I forgot it. Oh, well. It's too much pressure for me.
If you would stand and join in the singing of Go Tell It on the Mountain, because now we have a message to go to the mountain and tell.
Is it all?
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angels' chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Amen. Good singing.
Next, we will have a violin special by Nathan. Nathan, thank you very much. We really, really enjoyed that. Next, if you would join, stand and join in the singing of In a City, in a Manger. Yeah.
Sure you'll recognize this tune? We just kind of changed the words a little bit. In a city, in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, in the sky there's a star brightly shining. Shepherds quaking, angels saying, have peace and not fear. Your Messiah, the Savior, is here. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Jesus has come to home fellowship. Tell the world, Jesus the Savior is here. In our houses, with our families, great joy we now share as we celebrate Christmas on earth. Let us think now why this great joy God has sent his dear Son. Let us praise him for all he's done. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Jesus has come to home fellowship. Tell the world, Jesus the Savior is here. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Jesus has come to home fellowship. Tell the world, Jesus the Savior is here.
Nick. Now, if you'll join me in Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Kind of changed the words on this one a little bit, too. But again, you'll recognize the tune. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory. Jesus, came to earth for you and me. The sky lit up with angel song, where shepherds were that night. Watching o'er their flock, they saw a bright and glorious light. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory. Came as the Lord Messiah, came to earth for you and me. Bowing low before this child, they worship the newborn King. Jesus is the Lord of all, salvation he would bring. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory, came as the Lord Messiah, came to earth for you and me. Then they left to share the news about this marvelous birth. That's how the word of God did spread round about the earth. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came to bring us victory, came as the Lord Messiah, came to earth for you and me.
Now we'll have another special reading from Whitney, and it's called It Became Christmas.
Thank you. It became Christmas when Jesus Christ was born so many years before. He came as a servant to the lost, though he was Lord of lords. We celebrate this joyous time, reflecting on his birth, not born in a mansion, but a lowly place, as if he had no worth. He came so he could identify with the human heart of man and give his life as a sacrifice, offering a better plan. A plan that reconciles us back to our loving God above, bringing hope and salvation because of his great love. Surely this is the reason that we celebrate this day, focusing on the true meaning, lest it fade away. So let's arise with joy in our hearts and share it with everyone. The meaning of Christmas will always be the birth of Jesus, God's Son.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Whitney. We can remain seated because we're going to sing three songs in a row. Okay? I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I get a little tired. So the first one is A Long Time Ago in Bethlehem.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king is born today. And man shall live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, they see a bright new shining star. They hear a choir sing a song. The music comes from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king is born today, and man shall live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary, they came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear the child. Not a single room was inside. Hark now, hear the angels sing. A king is born today. And man shall live forevermore because of Christmas Day. And then they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy was born. Hark now, hear the angels sing, the king is born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Next, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night.
Yeah. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled minds. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe that you shall find, to human view displayed, all gently wrapped in swaddling clothes, and in a manger laid. All glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease.
Next is Once in a Royal David's City.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. And his shelter was a stable, and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and meek and lowly lived on earth our Savior holy. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above, and he leads his children on to the place where he is gone.
Next, we have another special reading by Robert. It's called Room for Jesus.
The words, there was no room for them in the inn, reminds me of a story told to me by a family who took a trip many years ago. Dad had been traveling all day, and the father was trying to find a motel where they could spend the night. As they drove along the highway, their hopes were dashed time and again by the sight of no vacancy signs. As a father, responsible for well-being of his family, he was frustrated and discouraged. Then he thought of Mary and Joseph. How much worse it must have been for them when they arrived in Bethlehem and found no rooms available. The father could imagine Joseph pleading with the manager of the inn, telling him of Mary's condition and their desperate need for a place where she could give birth to her child. But there was no room for them in the inn. So when Jesus was born, his mother wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Today, 2,000 years later, millions of people have no room for Jesus. Although they participate with excitement in the festivities of the Christmas season, they keep him out of their lives. The no vacancy sign is there. Have you any room for Jesus? He who took your load of sin, as he knocks upon your heart's door, will you not let him in?
You know, there's a scripture in the Bible where Jesus is asking Peter a question. And he says, "Who do you say I am?" This wasn't just a reading. In my estimation, and it's just my opinion because it doesn't say this in the Bible, but don't be surprised if when you get to heaven, Jesus asks you the question that was up on that board. He'll either say, "Thank you for making room for me in your life," or he'll say, "Why didn't you make room for me in your life?" And guess what? The choice is yours. You can decide now, today, here and now, to make room for Jesus, or you can make the other choice, which is to just keep going with your busy, busy, busy life. As for me and my house, we're choosing Jesus. Next, we are going to be blessed again by a violin special, Silent Night, once again performed by Nathan. Thank you very much, Nathan. That was truly a blessing to everybody that was listening to that. Thank you. Now, the last congregational singing will be, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." Stand if you want. Sit if you want.
And yes, we're going to rejoice together. Again, we changed a few of the words. But Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing, we give him all the glory. We give him all the glory. We give him all the glory. Christ the
My memory goes better than last time. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was praying. No, not even that mouse. The Bibles lay on the shelf unread, where there were DVDs, movies, and other such like things instead. The children all snuggled tight in their beds, but no one saying goodnight prayers or bowing a head. Mama in her rocker with the baby on her lap was watching the late show as I took a nap, when out from the east there rang such a clatter that I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash, and what to my wondering eyes should appear but Jesus, our Savior, is coming so near. The light was like a bright ray, and I knew in a moment that this was that day. The light from his face made me cover my head. Jesus was coming, just like he had said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him in spite of myself. The book of life that he held in his hand contained the names of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. And when he said, "It's not here," my head hung in shame. Those whose names were written in love, he gathered together to take to his Father above. those who were ready, as he rose without a sound, well, the rest of us were left standing around. I fell to my knees, but it was too late. I had waited too long and sealed my fate. Then I stood and I cried as they rose out of sight. Oh, if only I would have been ready tonight. Then a light hit my face like a bright beam, and I shook in my bed and realized this was all just a bad dream. It was a bad dream. I knew in my heart that none of this had taken place, but I knew in my heart I also needed God's grace. So I slid from my bed and my knees hit the floor, and I asked Jesus to be my Savior and Lord. And this is a time I will tell and remember when I gave my life to Jesus that Christmas in December.
You know, there's a common saying that we all have. It's never too late. But is that the truth? You know, it really has a hopeful ring to it, doesn't it? It's never too late. You can do it. You can make it. But how many times have we felt that something was too late? But, man, I missed this opportunity. But then you discover that you still had time to take care of that situation, or to make that last-minute flight, or to get that special gift. All I know is that, number one, we're not guaranteed another minute or a tomorrow. But I do know that today it is not too late. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, will be too late. But there's no better time than today. Today, it's not too late to liken that poem that she quoted, to bow our knees to Jesus and to give our life over to him as our Lord and our Savior, and ask Jesus to come into our lives and to transform us from the inside out. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's not too late. The best Christmas gift that anyone could ever experience, again, like in that poem, is to receive Jesus Christ, the Christ of Christmas. That is the best gift, and it'll last for eternity. At this time, I'll ask Pastor D to come and to close in prayer, and then we're going to sing a closing song.
Thank you, Lester. Thank you, Peggy. I really appreciate you guys blessing me and blessing our congregation this Christmas. Let's take a minute and pray. Father, I just want to say thank you for every person here, Lord God. I pray, Lord, even as we're singing the songs or listening to the messages, or even as we get out of here and we go to Ellington Mall, or we go out to breakfast or whatever, that you would help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus. Because you alone are the starter and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Behold, you stand at the door of our hearts and you knock. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, if there's anyone here that has not opened the door of their hearts to you, Lord God, that today would be the day that they would say to you, Lord, I want you to come in. I receive you, Lord. I ask you to clean house in my heart, Lord, to save me. I know you died for me. I know you rose again from the dead. You shed your blood for me, Lord. And I want to live a new life for you, Lord God. You are welcome to do whatever you want in my heart and life, Lord God, to help me to follow you. I pray a blessing on all our brothers and sisters, all the young people. Thank you for all the teens, Lord God. Thank you for all the kids, Lord, all the older folks, Lord. Everyone here, Lord, help us to follow you this Christmas more closely and to overflow with the love and kindness of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And as we sing this last song, Lord God, and depart from this place, Lord, help us to be a blessing, not just with our words and our actions, but also in our heart and in our minds, Lord. We love you, we bless you, and we thank you and pray this blessing on everybody, whether they're having the most joyous time or whether they're having the most difficult, heart-wrenching time, that you would meet everyone right where they're at. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name, and all God's people said, amen. All right, let's close with one last song, Lister.
All right, as we close with this last song, we wish you a Merry Christmas. And it says there a Happy New Year. I like a God bless New Year, but sing it any way you want to. Either happy or God blessed. And the point is, yes, as we are dismissed, give each other, your brothers and sisters, a hug and just be dismissed with God's blessing. All right, let's stand together as we sing. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a God bless New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a God bless New Year. Merry Christmas. God bless you.